Hey, everybody. On this episode of Man Talk, we're going to play Would You Rather.
All right.
So, for instance, would you rather be in the middle, stranded in the middle of the ocean or the middle of the desert? Different types of choices.
Yeah, good. I like it.
You're going to like this episode, so check it out next. Okay, so would you rather be in the middle of the ocean or the desert?
I think I'd rather be in the desert.
Okay, all right, fantastic. I'm an ocean guy.
Why would you be in the ocean? Sharks will get you.
I think drowning's way better than dying of exposure. Now, I'm not thinking being rescued. I guess you probably have a better shot of being rescued.
But in the desert, you have a better shot of being rescued.
Because you can walk yourself out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if
but
I'm swimming myself.
But then if you're dehydrated, you start to hallucinate, and then you don't know that you're going crazy, that you're dying.
That's so true. Either way, it's not good. Let's go now.
Would you rather be named Lynn or Kim?
Oh, Kimmy or Lenny? Lynn Swan. I'm going Lynn.
Okay, very good. My middle name's Lynn, so I wouldn't have done that.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And then we've got a good friend, Lynn.
Yeah, we got a good friend, Lynn.
See,
yeah.
So that's
good.
All good people.
How about Cecil or Chester?
Ooh, Chet. Can I go with Chet?
You can shorten it for Chet, yeah. You rather go Chet?
I'm going to go Chet, because I like Chet.
You kind of look like a Chet.
My name's Chet. Chet. I can get a little piece of straw right here. I'll come on back now. Yeah. All right, so... Well, here's a would you rather that my daughter and I were discussing this the other day, and it's kind of a fun would you rather. Okay, so listen to all the specifics before you make the decision.
Okay.
Would you rather have a 10-minute conversation with Jesus, which you can't record it.
Okay.
But 10 minutes of, you can talk about whatever you want. Okay. Or Would you rather him write you a letter, a personalized letter?
Letter all day long.
Whoa! All day long?
I mean, the 10-minute conversation would be really good. Whoops.
So, okay, hold on.
But the letter lasts longer.
Okay, so, like, take a picture, it lasts longer? Write a letter, it lasts longer.
Yeah. No, seriously.
If you're watching right now, put it in the chat. What would you rather have, the letter or the phone call? Because I'd be curious what our...
It's a tough one, but I think 10
really?
Out of 10, I would go,
okay,
I'd
so,
go letter.
So talk to me more about why this is.
Because I can always refer back to that letter. Mm-hmm. And when I used to visit folks in the hospital, I still visit folks in the hospital. Yeah. I always leave a letter. I always leave a note for them. And I found out from a couple of different people, one guy passed away, actually. Mm-hmm. But his wife said when he got home, that letter was propped up on his desk, and he saw it every single day.
Oh.
Well, I could go on and talk to him for 10 minutes,
right,
and it would have been okay, but that letter continued to last and last and last.
All right, right? So, yeah, but we're talking, no disrespect to you, but we're talking Jesus. We're talking
I get it.
Okay, so
I get it.
Okay, so letter, Craig Harris is on the board for letter. Okay, so let's
talk
about... Well, I'm going phone call, but let's talk about phone call. And I'm going to give you another would you rather. Or not even, this isn't a would you rather.
All right.
This is just a question.
Yeah.
If you're on a phone call with Jesus, who does the most talking?
Oh, man, I hope that I would shut my mouth and let him. Because I think I would be in bumbling. I'm not very good in conversations where I'm intimidated. And if it's God and I recognize him as the holy savior,
yeah,
man, I would suspect anybody that's ever seen God or heard him, there's not a lot of talking.
Yeah.
Moses is not doing a lot of talking up on Mount Sinai. He's hey, I want to see what you look like.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think I would listen.
I don't think you're wrong. I totally agree. Here's what I would have to mentally say. I've got a lot of questions, but he knows what I need to know more than my questions.
Yeah, right.
Because I could ask, because you don't want to treat you.
What's
treat
Elisha
him.
Look like?
Yeah, yeah. You know, is that what you wear every day? You know, like that kind of just stupid questions. No, but I would ask, hey, why did my cousin die? Why,
right.
You know, why
yeah.
did, you know, I can right. get asked all those questions.
those are things that really don't matter.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, they do, kind of matter, but I mean, you know, like, what's more important, though, I think, is what does he want to communicate?
Yeah, to me.
Okay,
yeah,
here's another would you rather. Would you rather him tell you during this conversation why he loves you and why he really appreciates you, or would you rather have him talk about the things he needs you to do?
Oh, wow.
That one's an either or.
No, I would say that I want him to talk to me how much he loves me.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Very good.
Because there'll be times the devil's always going to be in my mind and saying, hey, that stuff that Jesus asked you to do, look at you.
Yeah.
But if I always remember that God said, I love you. These are the things that, hey, I'd like you to
do.
We had
a 10-minute conversation and he loves me. So
the problem with the conversation is you can forget it. You can forget some of those things. And if I tell you, I talked
to... Well, you'd forget the letter, too, unless you read it.
No, the letter's right there. It's right
just
there.
Just dropped a bomb right there on you. You know where we're going, listeners. You know where we're going.
The letter is right there, right? And right. So...
Yeah, you'd have to keep reviewing it, though. Do you think you'd memorize the letter?
Probably.
Yeah, I would imagine. Right. Like, you read it so much, you're like, and then you said this to me.
You're right, yeah. But if I were to say, I just had a 10-minute conversation.
Page 2, you'd quote it. Let me tell you about Craig page 2, my letter. Like, he wouldn't do that.
But depending on how long that letter
chapter
is,
3. Yeah,
I think I'd memorize however long it was.
I think so.
Right, yeah. Let's say if I had that 10-minute conversation with Jesus and I say, hey, I just talked to Jesus for 10 minutes. What would you say?
Cool. You had a good prayer time.
Yeah, good prayer time. No, if I said, no, Jesus talked to me.
I heard his voice. Oh, well... I know
I
you.
I had a phone call with Jesus, but it didn't come up. It's blank on here.
So it would probably take caller. A little convincing.
Right.
But then I would have entertained thoughts of maybe Craig has lost it.
Yeah. But does that matter whether you think that or not?
Because it's
still a personal, I know what I talked to him.
So I asked somebody this question and they said phone call. And I go, why? She goes, I already got a letter. The Bible.
Yeah, exactly right.
And I was like, oh shit. Boom. Right. Like he already wrote me a letter.
Yeah.
It's the Bible. I want to talk to him.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, that's pretty good.
It is good. And then in Revelation 3, it actually kind of pinpoints us where we are in today's society, that the church of Laodicea, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a nice little letter. Hey, yeah. You think you're good, but actually.
Right, yeah. You're naked and Now, so here's what I'll throw out at you, and here's the challenge. And that is, I believe that every day God gives us the opportunity to continue that conversation. Now, it might not be a phone call because he's not an AT&T guy. He doesn't need to use phones. And it might not be a physical letter, but he's already given us a love letter in Scripture. And I really, truly believe, and I don't think I'm crazy, I think most people that have a relationship with Jesus could say, I have had times when I've heard him speak to me, whether it's through Scripture or through intuition or whatever you want to call it. The Holy Spirit speaks to us. I think he wants to do it. And I want to challenge you who are watching to this. And it's in Isaiah 50. We talked about this.
Yes.
Isaiah 50 and verse 4, a really amazing trick, because I think a lot of people say, I don't have time to talk to him, or I'll forget, and, you know, whatever. I hear this a lot from the young people I talk with. They're like, you know, it's hard for me to get out of bed. I don't have time. And so I quote this scripture as a promise because it worked for me. It actually happened to me. Go ahead.
Yeah, very good. So Isaiah 50 verse 4 says, the Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in a season to him who is weary. That's us. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. Verse 5 is really good too. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. Well,
dude, I remember reading that scripture and going, the Lord saying to me, if you can't get up in the morning, I will wake you up. Mm-hmm. Just ask me to. And so I said, fine. If you want me to get up, wake me up. And the next day, like, I had a double shot of Red Bull. I mean, I was like, what? I mean, I was wide awake. Right. No alarm needed.
Tried to turn over.
I was like, why am I so awake? And there was this small voice was like, You asked me to wake up. Yeah. Let's talk. Let's talk. Like, no agenda. No, I'm trying to pay for the sins of yesterday. Mm-hmm. Like, let's just be friends. What do you say? Let's hang out. And we had a powerful time together. Yeah. So that's my challenge is, you know, forget the 10 minute phone call and the personalized letter. You every day, God's on record saying, let's hang out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that part of it. That he wakes us up, but he also awakens our ear, because sometimes it can be so, we can hear Bible passages for a long time, mm-hmm. a story after story, but our ears are immune to it. But he says he'll awaken our ear.
Yeah.
He'll awaken our mind to be able to comprehend what he's saying. And if we do that on a regular basis, the Lord is faithful and just.
And when you pray, don't be opposed to listening.
Yes.
Like, you know, you pray for it and just sit there and listen, like get ready to receive that response. You know, like, Lord, you know, what would you have me do? And because here's what I believe to be true. If you ask in Jesus' name, you know, you talk to your Father and you say, Lord, I want you to speak to my heart. Just get rid of the devil. Get rid of all of the distractions. Just you and me. Speak to my heart, you know, through your word and through prayer. I believe that he's strong enough and he desires to do that for us.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he will do
that. Oh, yeah.
And if you know, the Bible talks about it, even if you want to know, you're going to know if it's of the Lord.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
So having that intentional every day, like, hey, Lord, you know, speak to my heart.
Right. And then even if you're reading a passage that's very familiar to you, don't just blow through it. Say, Lord, awaken my ear to what this is actually saying to me.
Yeah.
Give me some new insight into it. And he's always faithful with that, right?
Yeah. Truth.
Very good.
Truth.
Yeah.
Well, hey, that's Man Talk. Thanks for watching. Remember three things. The first one is to
love God with all of your heart.
That's right. And second is love everybody. And the third one is
to, as duct tape fixes everything.
Duct tape.
And if it doesn't, you haven't used enough.
That's right. Thanks for watching.
See ya.
Have a great day.